SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you aboard. We got a lot to do this hour. We're going to get involved in some college football. We're going to get Joe gassed up with the college football playoff parlay that I've promised him all day long. So we will do that. We got the golf. Since we're not going to be around tomorrow, Joe, we got to get the golf picks in.
Yes, let's get it.
Right? Yep. So we're going to have to get some selections in. Now, we'll, you know, on Wednesday on Coast to Coast, we'll be able to get the Golf Wednesday moving. But in terms of us here, we need to get some final looks in. That's for sure. And I know you're not in on the soccer, Joe, so I'm not going to get in too much on the soccer. Mm-mm, Joe says. Mm-mm. No shot.
No shot. Johnny, no shot.
He got no shot of being involved in that.
No shot. Absolutely none. No shot. All right. Boy.
And actually, Joe, we're going to go through a pretty big baseball slate for Wednesday.
Can't wait, Carver.
Got a lot of afternoon games. We've got actually a good mix. I like when there's a nice mix of afternoon and night, and that's pretty much what you're going to have here, Joe, for Wednesday. And that's really it, man. Like I said, we've
slim pickings.
We've crossed the line to where we're now.
This is it.
Football previews every night. More football previews. When is this UFC 303 this week? Is this when they were supposed to have this McGregor fight? Is that this Saturday night?
Yes, it is. This is UFC 303 in Vegas. Prochaska versus Pereira Part 2.
Who?
Is the main event now. Prochaska versus Pereira. It's a rematch. Yeah, we just saw this recently.
That's just not box office. That's not Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler. It's just not.
Well, it's maybe not by popularity, but talking fight-wise, I'd say it is. Pereira's one of the best fighters I've ever seen in my life, man. The guy's a killer. Absolute killer.
Here, man.
I'm telling you, man. This guy's a big bad wolf.
Something else. I'm having a rough go here.
All right.
Gotta be kidding me. All right, well, what? Matisse will have to get all that. I'll tell you later. Matisse will have to get this all tuned up for Friday. Make some UFC picks. Hopefully,
yeah, he's all gassed up for it, but nobody else is. That's the problem. It's like me with the college football, Matias. I mean, I would watch, you know, Army versus, you know, UL
UMass?
Monroe. But UMass, right. I mean, you're not going to watch that. But, you know, who's going to get gassed up for these scrubs?
We always root against UL Monroe now.
Oh, yeah. I hope they get smashed just like Akron.
After what they did to Terry, we go.
It wasn't right what they did to my guy.
I mean, he won more games in his couple years there than they had like the 10 years before that. So.
Yeah, totally not right with him.
It was pretty gutless.
Gutless. Akron did the same thing. But the good news is Akron turned it around with Joe Moorhead, right? The fan base and the alumni are so happy. They're worse off than they were when they were 2-22 prior to Terry getting there. So good luck and God bless. Godspeed, Akron. At least you got a nice stadium.
You like that stadium?
Actually, while I was there, I did like it. I mean, for the MAC, I thought it was a really nice stadium. Sat like 45,000. It was a big stadium.
Said that for the MAC. I like that. For the MAC. It was a nice
stadium. For the MAC, I mean, you know.
I like that gray field that Eastern Michigan has, Joe.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one, the gray one, you know, like FCS, Montana State, Eastern Washington has the red.
You know, one thing that we do have to do, and we really haven't spent a lot of time on this show, on Coast to Coast we did. Can I interest you in anything for this NBA draft on Wednesday night?
All right, what do you want to do? You want to take Bronny? What do you want to do? That's the only thing that'll move the dial on me. Klingon,
over under the 54th pick for him. That's his over.
I'll tell you why. You know who I like? I like Castle. So what's his total?
5.5. Under -205, over +152.
Can I take a shot?
How about this? If you want to do Castle
overall pick,
I mean, you could. He's 20-1 for that. I don't think he's going to be the first overall pick. If you want to do Castle, Joe, how about we do? Let's see.
He's Castle going top five.
He's +130 for number four, and then he's 14-1 for number five. He's 19-1 for number three.
All right, let's take number three.
He's 35-1 for number two.
All right, wait. So 19-1, and who picks third? Detroit.
Give me one second, Joe. Let me get that number for you there. They have the third pick. Come on with this stuff. The third pick is Houston. Atlanta, Washington, Houston, San Antonio, Detroit, Charlotte, Portland, San Antonio again. San Antonio's got two of the first eight picks, 4 and 8.
I mean, I could see Castle going there with Wemby would be a great 1-2 combo.
So that's why he's the favorite for the fourth pick.
But you said you said he's like 25-1 for the third, no? Fourth?
For the fourth pick, he's +130. That's San Antonio. For the third pick, he's 19-1. That's Houston. For the second pick, he's 35-1 to Washington. Now, you want to say he slips a little bit?
I don't think he's going to slip, though. That's the problem.
Sixth pick, he's +430.
Plays defense, too. That's the biggest thing. Get a guy that plays defense, Carver.
What about this Dalton Connect? Remember him from Tennessee? You like him. He's the favorite for the sixth pick, +130.
Dalton, why? Because he shoots threes?
He's 5-1 for the seventh pick. He's 850
really
for the eighth.
Do you think he's going to go seventh? Oh, man. I mean, you want to take Connect? What do you want to do? Can we parlay these?
Actually, you can. Here you go.
Let's
NBA
take Castle
top 10,
under.
Top 10 pick, you can combine three into a parlay.
All right, so let's take Castle.
All right, Castle. They actually don't list Castle, Joe, because he's going to be he's too much juice.
Yeah, so now we gotta. All right.
They actually don't even have Connect up here. What is that about?
Yeah, boy,
how about this, Joe? Castle top five, -165. Yeah. That's not a juicy enough number, but we'll try this anyway. How about 80 top 10? You can't parlay these. They have to be the same thing. And Joe, they're not letting you have fun with this. That's what the idea is. They should let you have fun with these. Let us parlay a bunch of stuff. Let us put it with the golf. I mean, what are we doing here?
Nobody's going to watch this.
Joe gets right out with it. Nobody.
You want to do... Come on.
Nobody. Nobody's going to watch this, he
Maybe
says.
Maybe five guys will be watching this. I mean, really.
He's right. They'll be watching the Copa instead. Let's go.
Oh, the Copa. Geez. If I hear one more thing about this Copa, I've never wanted
Copa.
Something to end
Copa
more
Cabana.
Than this thing.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. So here's all the, there's more bets on Bronny, Joe, than there is on anybody else, obviously.
Is there really?
So listen to all these Bronny specials, and these are all pretty new. They haven't had these up a lot, I guess because we're closer to the draft, they put them up. All right, so the over-under number is 54.5 of when he gets picked. Now, the Lakers in the second round, Joe, they have the 55th pick. As of right now. So that would obviously mean over 54.5 if they took him there. There's only 58 picks in the draft. The Lakers have the 55th. So obviously over 54.5 would be a winner there if he went to the Lakers at 55. Anybody takes him before that, plus 112 for the under. Next, will he be drafted at all? I'm sorry. No, this is. I apologize. I read this wrong. To be drafted in the first round is plus 500, 5-1. To be drafted in the first round. To be drafted in the top 10, which, by the way, don't waste your money on this, is 100-1.
He ain't going top 10.
To be drafted in the top 20 is 60-1.
Really? Wait, yeah. What's the number on top 10?
Top 10 is 100.
Yeah.
Top 20 is 60.
Okay.
Now the fun one, the bands. You ready for this?
The bands.
So picks 1 through 30, that means first round, 5-1.
Okay.
Picks 31 to 35, 9-1. Picks 36 to 40, plus 950. Picks 41 to 45, 12-1. 46 to 50, 13-1. 51 to 55, that's where I told you that Laker pick is, minus 155. And picks 56 to 58, 13-1. Now, here's the one thing about this, Joe. If you wanted to be silly here, and just, you had to have something on this Bronny stuff. And this would be more for Thursday, because he ain't going to get picked tomorrow. He ain't going to get picked Wednesday night in the first round. These trades go nuts in this thing, right, Joe?
These
teams trade second-round picks like they're stale bread. They don't care about them. They're just roster fillers. So the Lakers are 55 right now.
But don't they pick 17th, or what am I looking at?
They do. They have a first-round pick at 17. They're not going to take him there. Be a waste of a first-round pick. Joe, they could easily end up with different picks in the second round than the one that they currently have right now.
True.
Like 46 to 50. You know, let's say somebody goats him into thinking that they're all going to take Bronny. And LeBron's like, you got to make sure you get him. They might not trade up three or four spots for nothing to make sure they get him. I think that's, if you wanted a Bronny dart throw in this draft, I think 41 to 45 at 12-1 and 46 to 50 at 13-1 are where they
see. Are. I like that because, like, if I'm the Clippers, I just want to upset the Lakers and just pick them.
Now, obviously, Joe, there's, you know, you think about it, those are the ones closer to the Lakers are 12 and 13-1. Meanwhile, the 30 through 40 is in the 9-1 range. So that might be. The thinking might be that if they are going to do what we're talking about and make a trade to make sure that they get him, that maybe it's early in the second round. This is such nonsense that we're doing all this over this one.
I know, but if the only team that we believe is going to take him, right, is Lakers. Like, maybe. We don't believe anybody legitimately has their eye on Bronny outside of LeBron and this team. So it would be Lakers moving up to try and trade and get there. I mean, do you believe anybody from picks 31? It starts with Toronto I mean, down to 50 would take him? Who? Would Houston take him?
I don't know.
Well, would the what Knicks
if
take
what
him
if,
at 38?
What if somebody was wowed by him at the combine?
Would the Knicks try? What's his number in the 38 range?
Plus 950.
I take a flyer on that, Carver.
I'd like a. I wish they gave you a. Do they have a Laker? Yes or no? I'd like to try that. What would the no be for that? Somebody's got to have that. Is it on this page? Let me see. No, they don't have it on this page. Do you know what I mean, Joe? Like,
yeah, like
the numbers.
I know.
Would the like Lakers they have here? Them? Which they have it here? Which team will take him? Right.
Right.
And the Lakers are minus 145. Phoenix plus 650. Dallas plus 750. Minnesota 11. Toronto 11. Knicks 30-1. Cavs 30-1. Like, I would like the field, right?
Right.
I would take the field. Because if it's minus 145, he's a Laker. What would you give me for the field, Joe? Even money, plus 115, yep. Something like that?
Yep.
I'd like that.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Let's get to this. I promised you we would do the college football playoff parlay. All right?
Okay.
Because this is it. I told you this winter sports are over.
I'm
going to start.
This is fine.
Opening up the page for you now.
Yeah,
here.
But
and the
you're
first
going
thing
middle
I went,
show and, like, you know. Like, you know, I got a little agita today, so I got to get out of the funk.
Nothing I can do. I can't help you with that. So here's the deal with that booster. You can't put anything that's minus 400 or longer.
All right, so let me make sure.
You can't put Ohio State and Georgia in.
Well, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to put them in.
Okay. Well, they're probably going to make the college football playoff. But
well, okay, but there's two of the ten. We can't worry about that. Will we stop? Come on now.
We can only do nine.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Who goes first? Flip a coin or you want me to go?
I'll go first.
Good, you first. Need a little
gonna,
music, Matias.
We know how this. We know how this is going to go. You're going to take LSU. I'm going to take Notre Dame.
So then, why don't we just do it right now? Just click it.
So just put Notre Dame and LSU in.
All right. So now this is your first real pick.
First real pick for me.
God, let me see this. God, see how deep it's going to go. Let me see this.
Florida State.
All right, that, you knew you said it. That's my pick. All right, go ahead. All right, you ready now? Oh, this is tough. This is tough. All right, this is tough, Carver.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look. Look down. Okay. Whew. I'm doing this. You know what? I think they're going to be there somehow, some way. Michigan,
huh?
Because they got that week two game against Texas, and it's in their house. They've won 22 straight. And if they get that and knock off Ohio State, doesn't matter.
If we just get this one.
I'm taking Michigan at minus 105. People are selling them short, but even if they go 10-2, they're going to be there.
All right, you ready? My next pick?
Mm-hmm.
I think this team's going to win the Big 12.
Okay.
So that would automatically get them into the college football playoff, right, Joe?
Yep.
I think it's going to be tough for the newcomers to win in the first year.
Okay, good. I like that. So who are you going with?
I'm going with Kansas State.
Oh, Avery Johnson. I'll put it. It's in there, but I'm not happy about it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Now, we're going to go 4-4, and then the last pick, we got to try to figure out the group of five. Unless you want to take that before.
No, just hang on. Let me think of this. You ready?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that the one team you haven't taken yet, I thought for sure you would have.
Yeah, but I'm holding off Ole Miss. I might as well just put it in there.
No, okay. Ole Miss, you think's going to make it?
Yeah. Yep.
I actually thought you were going to go to Clemson.
I was, but I figured you would get mad at me, so I held off.
Well, I mean, here's all that I'll say to you. I think that the one way to build this, Joe, is we kind of have an idea in our head of the 12 teams. How many are going to be SEC? How many are going to be Big Ten? And then what's left for everybody else, right? I think that that's where we need to kind of build it out from there. Are there going to be two ACC teams? Are there going to be two Big 12 teams? Are there going to be... We got to figure that out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. All right. So let's try to finish this off here.
All right, good.
We've got...
So we got Ole Miss, right? I put that in, correct?
You put Ole Miss in.
All right.
So I guess that's on to me now, huh?
Yep. Not going to be easy, Carver. Think about it.
No, it's not going to be all chalk.
I know, but it's not easy when you think about it because we're excluding... I mean, it's minus 400, so you could go Oregon or Texas. Yeah, you can't take
that. Again, how many teams... You told me earlier that you thought four SEC teams would make it,
four
right?
Four SEC.
So if we went by that logic... If we went by that logic right now, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, I guess that would leave one slot for ours between Texas and Alabama, right?
Yeah.
And Texas has such a tough schedule. But I think the guy's going to fall on his face at Alabama. All right, I'll take the chalk, Joe, with Texas.
All right.
You think three Big Ten?
Yeah.
So I think Michigan, Ohio State, and you think Oregon's going to be the third? Or Penn State?
Nah, I can't do Penn State.
I can't. Yeah, I'd be very upset with you if you did that.
I can't. I can't do Penn
State. That guy's so gutless. I mean, there's just...
The quarterback sucks, Drew Aller. I mean, yeah, I did his stats. Three losses last year. He completed less than 50%. 42, 45, 43.
So
how do you back a quarterback?
Let's make this
like
easy,
that?
Then. Let's put Oregon in.
Oregon.
And then let's now, for the last spot, let's figure out who we like out of this group of five. Liberty's plus 550. Boise 6-1. Memphis 6-1.
I like Memphis.
Who else is on the board here, Joe? Tulane 11-1.
SMU
App State 14. The Roadrunners 14. Now, does Oregon State technically count as?
I was just thinking that
group
too.
Of five?
Oregon State. I mean.
Now, if Joe, they're going to be decimated.
If Cignetti was still at James Madison, would you be backing them?
Probably, but they lost like their entire team.
All right, hang on.
You like Memphis? Is Hennigan back?
Yes.
Really? What? He's on year nine, too, isn't he?
Him and Gabriel are both on year nine. They beat your boy Rocco Becht in the bowl game.
All right, let's take Memphis.
All right, good.
So this is 188-136 before even clicking that boost.
329-282. Let it ride, Johnny.
Jeez.
What a bomb.
Now, they cap me, Joe. I don't know what they cap you at. What's your max on that play?
I don't have a max. I could do $100.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky. I capped at $10.
No, I'm maxed at $100.
I'm maxed
at $10. If I put it in for $100, it pays $329,000.
Yeah, I have for 10, it's $32,900.
I would like to just bash them with this play.
You know how hard this is. You basically need to get the entire thing right because Ohio State and Georgia we couldn't put in. That makes it 11. We're basically picking 11 out of the 12 teams.
All right, so you know what? I'll put it in for only 14 because we're not using chalk. Well, we are using chalk, though. We're just not using the top.
The only long shot we have is that we obviously have to take a group of five as a long shot because one of them is going to be there. And then Kansas State, the Big 12 winner, which I put in as Kansas State. But who would you want to take instead of them?
I mean, Texas Tech, maybe?
No, that's too long. That's too deep. We're not giving this up on hopes and dreams with Joey McGuire.
All right, I put it up for four. How much did you put it in for?
Well, I can only put 10. I can't put more than that.
All right, so I'll put it in for 14. It's 14.48. Okay?
It's a value play?
It's a value play. $14.48. Oh, no, yeah, $14.40. All right?
All right. So we're in on this?
In. Yeah, I put it in.
Okay.
I'm
in, baby.
This is it.
It's incredible.
I mean, you want to talk about
special. Look at that. We got you off to a big start, Joe, for college football here.
I mean,
we got
this
you off to
like,
a big start. A nine teamer to make the college football playoff.
I mean,
Notre Dame, LSU, Florida State, Michigan, Kansas State, Ole Miss, Texas, Oregon, and Memphis as the group of five team.
All right, we got life, Johnny.
Joe in mid October looking for the cash out. He's gonna
probably. I mean, if this hits, this would be like a nine teamer. Look at this. I mean, we got pretty good. I mean, you took a shot with the 336.
Well, that's why you got to do it with that boost builder, Joe, because that gives you a bigger. That got to 75% because we.
I mean, my biggest one that I picked, I think, was LSU at plus 139. Right? Let me just see here. Yeah. I mean, that's it. We got the boost builder. I mean, we did it. We gave it a whirl. I mean, you want to go in for another one? I mean, we got time.
Well, we can't do the boost to it. We can't.
Well, they. All right, but they allow you to make the playoff, right?
What do you mean?
Hang on. I'm going to see that. Yeah, you can do this. You can do this. Okay. All right. I like this.
You like this? What do you like, Joe?
I'm putting together a wheel play here.
You're putting together a wheel play?
Yeah. This is what they call juicy. You heard of juicy couture? This is it.
Juicy.
This is... I'd be shocked if Oregon's not there this year. I mean, you can't parlay. Look at this.
You'd be shocked?
Look at this. You can't because why? Because I put Georgia in there? Gutless.
What do you mean? What are you trying to do?
I try to put like a four or five teamer with Georgia in there. They won't let me do it.
What are you talking about?
A college football playoff, right? I try to do my own without the boost. And I put Georgia and Oregon in there, and they won't let me parlay it.
Why? What else did you try to put in?
I try to put in LSU, Florida State.
Okay.
And Clemson.
Okay, I have it. 28-48.
Well, mine say some of your selections can't be combined into a parlay.
This is a five-legger?
Right now it's only four.
I don't know what you did wrong, Joe. I have it fine. Georgia, Oregon, LSU, Florida State, Clemson, plus 28-48.
Oh, you know why? I was putting the yes bets. That's
yeah, you can't
why.
Do that. You got to go to that one that yes says can bets. Parlay up to 9 selections.
Yeah, that's all right. So my bid. All right, that's why. They make it. I mean, it's the same bet. Same bet, guy.
I know, but it's the you know it's that certain it's how market they let you do. The
I know, but I it's know. How they do it. It's just whatever. Who else do you want to put in there? Group of five. I mean, I like Memphis. I like seven.
I'm in. That's it. We're done. I'm in Memphis. Nothing more to
really
do.
You really like this K-State. You don't like Gundy at 9-1, huh?
No.
Man, Ollie Gordon. Ollie, run it, Ollie.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Here it comes. Sweet. All right, Joe. Let's roll, baby. 844-843-6879. Joe, very excited now.
Talking a little college football. Now I perked right up.
That perked you right up.
Didn't take much. Now we got some talk. The land, and I don't know if you were walking outside the other day here on the East Coast, but it felt like college football weather, like early September. I was out there the other day. Oh man! After we got that rain, it was just beautiful. Beautiful. Toe meets leather. Toe meets leather. Less than 60 days. Toe meets leather.
Less than 60 days, right?
You know, and that's the thing, Carver. Like, you know, those early games, you know, on August 24th, and it doesn't really do something. That Labor Day weekend game. Whoa.
What do you mean, doesn't really do something?
It's Florida State, Georgia Tech. I mean, it's in Dublin.
Playing at the Aviva in Dublin.
How dare you? Well, again, that game last year was a snooze fest.
SMU, Nevada?
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking it's the Georgia Tech game. My bad.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, they're both playing that day, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a bunch of games here.
Yeah, Carver.
Wow, look at you downplaying it.
I don't like the Aviva. I don't
You're talking it down. I'm surprised.
Well, again, I don't like when they put the college football games on, you know, overseas match. I just don't like that. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan. I don't like it. I just don't. You want to play it in a baseball park in the state?
I will say week zero is a lot lighter than it's been in years past, right? It used to be like 6 or 7, 8 games. Now there's only 4. Oh, wait. I apologize,
like
Joe.
Out,
I have the top
right?
25 so open here. Hold on. No, it's only 4 games. Delaware State, Hawaii.
Oh, that's a dead one.
The Florida State, Georgia Tech game in Dublin. Montana State against New Mexico. And SMU, Nevada at night. That's it. And then Thursday the 29th is when it really...
Coastal.
What?
Coastal Carolina, Jacksonville State.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call that the marquee game that night. You
no,
North Carolina,
but that's,
where,
that's the first game
North
on the
Dakota.
Board. It is. What do you mean? The 29th? That's
the first game on the board. Doesn't mean that that's the first game. I got other games here.
Got a headache.
Lafayette, Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm really going to tune in.
Howard against Rutgers?
Even better. Line me up.
Lindenwood against Kansas? Man, that's a tough one there. Lindenwood. Ooh. Who the hell is Lindenwood?
Is that like the one with the 30 for 30? What was the school that was not really a college? Bishop Sycamore?
Bishop Sycamore, yeah.
Lindenwood?
Friday night, Temple, Oklahoma on the 30th?
Yeah, come on.
That's a nice way to open the year. Give Venable all that money.
Favorite.
TCU Stanford late night on that Friday, huh? TCU laying 8.5 out in Palo Alto.
Might have to take Stanford.
Might have to take Stanford. Never take Stanford.
60.5 for a Stanford game.
Yeah, they get no shot again. Is TCU going to score 56 of them?
Look at you bashing Troy Taylor.
They're going to get smashed in the ACC. Huh?
August 31st, we got Penn State, West Virginia. Neil Brown, come to our house. Let's see if we can get it done.
I gave you a lot of college football here. How about the Rocket Mortgage now? You got the golf this week.
I knew it was too good to be true. Good. Rocket Mortgage. Let's do it. Here we go. Come on, Toasty.
Toasty's 110-1.
I want
actually, Joe, he got bet down. He's 90 now.
Yeah, because the syndicate's on it.
I first told you, people are on Toasty.
I'm taking him for first round. Nobody wants to back him. They all want to talk. What is he, 80-1?
He's 80-1 first round leader.
I'm going to take him 80-1. What else you got?
Mark put the Hubbard in the cupboard at 75-1.
I'm looking right now, see who steps up.
Willie Z at 35?
Nah.
I think Willie Z found a little something last week. He didn't play well on the weekend, but he found a little something. Kind of like on the chalk side, Minwoo Lee at 20.
I'll tell you who I like for a top 10.
Who do you like for a top 10?
This Lee Hodges.
Lee, don't call me Gil Hodges.
Yep.
What are they giving you there for the T10?
Plus 490.
All right. Why not?
And hang on. Top 20.
Top 20. Toasty.
No. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens.
Another one of your favorites. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens.
Top 20. Plus 220. Right. That's not a bad number for him.
Yeah, I'm not in on those guys. A couple of other... I like Taylor Moore this week, too.
Now, Toasty, top 20 is plus 290.
That's if we include the ties, yeah. That's the market you're on. Without the ties, he's like 4-1. But I've been including the ties. I got so burned on that this past week. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Wrap this puppy up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. A couple of things here. First of all, here's what Wednesday looks like in terms of the baseball. We got a bunch of afternoon games for coast to coast. Now, remember, the Braves and the Cardinals are going to play a doubleheader now after getting washed away.
They're going to have to jump in like the old.
You were glad they were rained out on Tuesday night, that's for
very
sure.
Very much so. Very much so. I'm not going to lie to you. Very much so.
We've got both. They got two games from them out in St. Louis. So one will be in the afternoon, Joe, and then the second game will be at night. So a split doubleheader, not a straight. Rockies and Astros are in Houston. You're going to get Feltner and Arrighetti Spaghetti in that one. Marlins and Royals, who have been playing dead unders, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So we'll see if maybe they can bust out in a little afternoon with the sun out. Rangers and the Brewers are in the afternoon. A's and the Angels at 4 East. Nationals and Padres in the afternoon. And then everyone else is at night, Joe. Guardians, Orioles with a 9.5 again. And, Joe, Carlos Carrasco and Grayson Rodriguez. Up, 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 and away.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
That's Guardians and Orioles.
You like that one, too? You like the over?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yes. What do we got there? Listen to Joe. Blue Jays and Red Sox with a 9.5 also. Yariel Rodriguez and Cutter Crawford there. Dodgers and White Sox. Gavin Stone and Eric Fetty. Twins, Diamondbacks is at night. And Cubs, Giants is at night. Oh, and Yankees, Mets as well.
Yeah, I don't like
Joe,
the Yankee game.
Louis Heal like and Sean Manaea will be at night as well.
Which is the one? It's gas can? Which one?
I think Baltimore-Cleveland is gas can again.
Again?
Yeah. I do. I believe that.
All right. I mean, that's always the tough one. You know,
I mean, the ball's been flying out there the last couple nights.
All right.
I think it can happen again.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at with those, Joe, I think. That's it. You don't got any. So you get one of these alt parlays, so now you don't have anything for me? You alt. Alt.
No, I mean, what I'm going to do is I want to see how everything plays out here. I'm going to take an overs. The one over I like is the Kansas City Marlin game.
So you're going to go after that after some dead unders. You'll go after
that.
Yeah,
because
over.
The fact that they've dead unders and now they're playing a day game, I think they could break through.
Really?
And the other one is Tampa. 7.5 again. I think they could smash that number.
Man, that ended up becoming a rout, huh?
Yeah. The bats are starting to come alive.
11,
I tell
11,
you what,
3.
Don't look now. Tampa could be a play for a wild card now.
All right, Joe. Relax.
Why? Because I'm not allowed to give picks for baseball?
No, they're 40-40 now. They're 4.5 out of the wild card.
So what? Why can't they give a pick?
I didn't say that they were. They're 3.5 out, actually. I apologize. I'm not saying they can't be.
That Subway Series was a crazy game the other night.
It certainly was.
And I thought it would be a dead under. They smashed that.
No dead under. There wasn't a lot of dead unders on Tuesday night, Joe. Phillies Tigers was a dead under.
Is that a day game?
Wasn't many beyond that.
Is that a day game?
Is that a day game? Yes.
All right, so I'm taking the Phillies, the Marlins, and what's the other game that went under?
Hold on. I'm looking now.
The Brewer game went under, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I believe so, Joe.
Okay.
Dead under.
Dead under.
Joe, great job as always. We're not in tomorrow. We'll see you Thursday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Great job by Matias Burbell. Cash some tickets. We'll see you on the grid.